Hello, I'm Curtis Bowers, and this is Agenda Weekly. Thank you so much for joining us again this week. Those of you that are members, thank you. It's so encouraging to know there's people behind us supporting what we're doing and helping us reach more people each week. And again, to our YouTube crowd, I hope you'll consider joining Agenda Weekly at agendaweekly.com and be part of what we are doing to help us have a bigger stage and more influence as we try to stand for what is right in our country and around the world. This week, like every week of 2020, there's been a tremendous amount of things going on, but we want to focus this week on the movement that is seeking to change our world. It's called the Great Reset. I'm sure you've heard a lot about that over the last year, but we want to get into the nuts and bolts of what that is, who is behind it, what they're trying to accomplish, and what the world would look like if they were able to succeed in their plans. But again, thank you for joining us, and it's great to be with you.
Last week, you and Trevor Loudon insightfully exposed the threat of communist China and specifically how China weaponized COVID, the riots, and the election to further their agenda to take America down. How does China tie into the Great Reset?
Thank you, Josh. That's a very important idea to understand. We covered a lot of stuff last week, but one of the key things I'll just remind you of that was covered is how big of a threat China is to the United States. They are at war with us. A lot of people don't realize that. They think, no, that's the country we buy all our stuff from. It's not. They are engaged in an active battle of unrestricted warfare. And what that means is when they use all-out warfare tactics against us in every category except the military. We as Americans are used to traditional warfare where you know when you're at war with someone. They've got tanks or troops coming against you and you're doing the same thing to them. Well, the Chinese are brilliant strategists. As Sun Tzu wrote 2,500 years ago in The Art of War, they understand how to manipulate and deceive and to use many things to come against us in unconventional warfare that we're not used to in America. And so that's what I want to remind you of, that we are at war. And so they have one goal and only one goal in mind is to take America down. And that's where we are today. That's why they were so intent on making sure Biden won the presidency. They have to have a stooge in the White House if they are to win this victory over the United States. That's why Trump had to go. And so that's why they've been coming after us this year in so many different ways, organized with the global community, because the global community's agenda is the same thing, to eliminate the United States of America. It's what they've been talking about for over 100 years. If they ever want a socialist world government, America has got to go. So that is how this is all fitting together. And China, though, is kind of the ringleader in this, working with Russia and Iran and several other communist countries, as well as all the globalist organizations. If you look at a list of all the global organizations, from the trade organizations to the World Health Organization to the United Nations, World Economic Forum, and on, the 50, 60 dominant globalist organizations, the Communist Chinese have top people as either the heads or second in command of almost every single one. They know what they are doing, and this is no exception. Even the Great Reset, which we are going to be talking about today, it's nothing new. It's the idea of taking a giant leap forward in something. That's what the reset is all about. It's like to overnight or within 12 months' time, change the way we do everything that we do worldwide. Well, I started thinking about that. I go, yeah, the Great Reset. Oh, that's just like a giant leap forward. Well, then I remembered, oh, Mao Zedong, the communist dictator of China, his movement was called the Great Leap Forward. And even in Wikipedia, it says it has killed an estimated 55 million Chinese. Anytime you try to drastically do things, and they were eliminating private property, they were forcing the people to come live in communes, and they were just taking totalitarian controls of everything to make it better for the people, it didn't do that. It ended in destruction of their economies, collapse, and the starvation of over 55 million Chinese. And it will do the same thing this time as well. And that's why you need to be aware of this. It's of vital importance because they do have an agenda. It's not to help us. It's not to unify the world. It's not to make the world a better place. It's to make the world a place that they are in total control of.
Why was COVID-19 necessary to implement the Great Reset? And incidentally, Klaus Schwab released a book earlier this year entitled COVID-19, The Great Reset. So even Schwab, the head of the World Economic Forum, ties these two things together. So give us some background information and tell us how COVID fits perfectly into the Great Reset.
The reason it was so necessary is because the elites realized the cry of climate change and climate disaster and climate catastrophe wasn't working like they'd hoped it would. It wasn't accomplishing enough fear to make people act today. They needed a pandemic, something that they could have an urgency to today, because we've all been in the climate now for our whole lifetime and realize, no, it hasn't really changed much at all. It varies year to year and day to day, but there's not that big a difference. And so it gave them an urgency. But here's a few key things. September of 2019, just a little over a year ago, Trump gave a speech at the United Nations. And I'm going to play a clip right now to tell you why they had to start COVID.
The essential divide that runs all around the world and throughout history is once again thrown into stark relief. It is the divide between those whose thirst for control deludes them into thinking they are destined to rule over others, and those people and nations who want only to rule themselves. I have the immense privilege of addressing you today as the elected leader of a nation that prizes liberty, independence, and self-government above all. The free world must embrace its national foundations. It must not attempt to erase them or replace them. Looking around and all over this large, magnificent planet, the truth is plain to see. If you want freedom, take pride in your country. If you want democracy, hold on to your sovereignty. And if you want peace, love your nation. Wise leaders always put the good of their own people and their own country first. The future does not belong to globalists. The future belongs to patriots. The future belongs to sovereign and independent nations who protect their citizens, respect their neighbors, and honor the differences that make each country special and unique.
You can see from that clip, he was waging war against the globalists, and they knew it. Isn't that amazing? That was September. And then a couple months later, in November and December, is when the virus was let go in China to spread throughout the world. And we talked about that some last week, how they voluntarily, purposefully let it go throughout the world. They knew what they were doing. And some could argue, did they let it go on purpose or not? I say now with 100% certainty, even though I could not prove it, they did. Why? Because Marxists are purposeful. I've told you that in so many shows. They are 10 steps down the road in every battle we're in, every engagement we have with them, every political movement, everything that goes on. And so I realized, now, wait a minute, he gave that speech September 24th, 2019. And then a few months later, they said, uh-oh, this virus is spreading everywhere. Here's a couple things. He said in that speech, as you saw, the future does not belong to the globalist. The future belongs to patriots. And that was the kiss of death. They cannot have someone on the world stage stating that. Then a few months after that, in January of 2020, he gave his talk at the World Economic Forum and said pretty much the same thing. And they realized he's got to go. And COVID, as it started to spread, and the World Health Organization told us, oh, it's nothing to be fearful of until March, because they wanted to give it time to get out there. Tedros, who is the head of the World Health Organization, is an open communist. A lot of people don't know that. And he's not a medical doctor, even though they call him Dr. Tedros. So you see, oh, their guy was here, their guy was there, and they were working all these things purposely because they had to remove President Trump from office. COVID was so necessary. The weapons, masks, I mean, the foolishness of masks. They always act like they're coming from the scientific point of view, when all the scientific studies show masks do not stop the spread of viruses. There's a new paper right here, so important. And we've got it attached below, so take the time to read it. A Sensible and Compassionate Anti-COVID Strategy, put out by Hillsdale College. Read that. It's a new directive. It's called the Great Barrington Declaration. And it says how lockdowns are deadly to people, economies, nations, and the world. And they've already had, just in the last month, over 43,000 doctors sign on saying we're in total agreement with that. And yet they still keep doing the lockdowns. Why? Because they have to create the poverty so they can have a great reset. You have to have disasters and fear to be able to take giant leaps forward in changing the way we do things. The social distancing standards, 6 feet, as if a virus is bound by a 6-foot rule and they can't go beyond that. A virus could travel easily 100 feet from any person that has a sickness. It's all about submission and wearing us down where we'll just do what we are told. And that's why COVID was a key element in this. An immediate threat that gave the ability for them to have immediate action to destroy the economies of the world, specifically America, so Trump would not win re-election and they would be able to set the stage for the Great Reset, where the whole world really was in trouble. And so they would be saying, hey, we need help. And that's where they wanted the world to be. And just one fact, because we need to look at facts to see if they're consistent with the storyline we're being told. 1.5 million people have supposedly died from COVID-19 worldwide. And we know those numbers are tremendously inflated. But even if that was how many died, the United Nations has just told us that this year, they estimate over 130 million people will die worldwide because of the economic collapse from the lockdowns. 130 million. So 100 times the amount of those who have died from COVID are going to die of starvation. What a horrible way to go because of these lockdowns. And yet Biden and Harris and all the globalist organizations say, oh, we might need to enter another round of lockdowns. We might need to keep doing that. The CDC says 25% of our young people have seriously considered suicide during the lockdowns. 25%. That's 1 out of 4 of our children. This thing is a purposeful plan, destruction of America and the world, so they can reset into a totalitarian world where they are in total control and everyone is a slave of the state. That's what the Great Reset is all about. What's interesting is right after Trump's speech in September of 2019, Event 201 was planned, which had obviously been planned for about a year to get it organized and get people to come together. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation and all the other globalists that were involved in that. So they were already setting the stage for a pandemic because they knew they could take huge leap forward. But then when they realized Trump is dangerous, I think that's what sped up their plans so they could start it a month later. It's very clear now that's what happened. They were already planning it, but it was probably still a few years out. But they realize we just got to go for it right now. And that's how crazy this is.
Curtis, so you're telling us that this Great Reset is not something new. It's not just a little idea that people came up with in response to COVID. The Great Reset is the grand communist globalist vision for the entire world. And COVID is merely the means to the end.
That's right, Joshua. It is something that's been decades in the making. It really is this, the Great Reset. Before we go into the details, it's what Vladimir Lenin said 100 years ago. Quote, "First we will take Eastern Europe, then the masses of Asia. We will encircle the last bastion of capitalism, the United States of America. We will not need to fight. It will fall as a ripe fruit into our hands." It's about accomplishing that, destroying capitalism, which he meant a free market economy, and collapsing the world into a communist dictatorship. That's what it's all about. It's just repackaged because communism doesn't sell today. People aren't interested in a totalitarian government. So they have to manipulate us into believing we need to do what they want us to do or we're all going to die, whether it's from COVID or the climate or whatever. They're always, it's fear tactics of total control. They're hoping they can whip us into submission because they've so dumbed us down and so brainwashed us. We'll just do what they say. We'll get rid of our cars. We'll stop fossil fuels. We'll cower together in little multifamily dwellings and do what they say. It's because they want to protect us from ourselves. But here's, I think, a good overview in getting into the Great Reset. I think the two letters from Archbishop Vigano to President Trump kind of lay this out in layman's terms where it's easy to understand what this whole thing is about and how deadly it is. In June of this year, June 2020, he wrote, "Mr. President, in recent months, we have been witnessing the formation of two opposing sides that I would call biblical, the children of light and the children of darkness." He goes on, "In an apparently inexplicable way, the good are held hostage by the wicked and by those who help them either out of self-interest or fearfulness. On one hand, there are those who, although they have a thousand defects and weaknesses, are motivated by the desire to do good, to be honest, to raise a family, to engage in work, to give prosperity to their homeland, to help the needy, and to obey the law of God. On the other hand, there are those who serve themselves, who do not hold any moral principles, who want to demolish the family and the nation, exploit workers to make themselves unduly wealthy, and foment internal divisions and wars, and accumulate power and money." I mean, he's explained to President Trump this battle here. This is in June of this year. And he goes on, "In society, Mr. President, these two opposing realities coexist as eternal enemies, just as God and Satan are eternal enemies. And it appears that the children of darkness, whom we may easily identify with the deep state, which you wisely oppose and which is fiercely waging war against you in these days, have decided to show their cards, so to speak, by now revealing their plans." Their plans are the Great Reset. That's what we're up against. And then he goes on and talks about the riots and what's happening to the church are all part of this plan of this Great Reset. Then, just a month ago, October 25th, he has another letter to President Trump. Now, again, I want you to know this archbishop is someone that he, several years ago, exposed the Catholic Church for all their pedophilia. He exposed the Pope and said the Pope is evil in what he is doing. I mean, he is someone that has courage and has no motivation except the truth to be speaking like this because it is destroying his life. But this second letter, listen to just a little bit of it and how important this is in understanding the Great Reset. "Mr. President, allow me to address you at this hour in which the fate of the whole world is being threatened by a global conspiracy against God and humanity. The global plan called the Great Reset is underway. Its architect is a global elite that wants to subdue all humanity, imposing coercive measures with which to drastically limit individual freedoms and those of entire populations. Behind the world's leaders, who are accomplices and executors of this infernal project, there are unscrupulous characters who finance the World Economic Forum. That's why we're talking about the World Economic Forum today, because they are at the bedrock of this global movement for global government by the elites and the communist countries that want to rule the world. The purpose of the Great Reset is the imposition of a health dictatorship hidden behind tempting promises of ensuring a universal income and canceling individual debt. The price of these concessions from the International Monetary Fund will be the renunciation of private property and adherence to a program of vaccination against COVID-19 and COVID-21 promoted by Bill Gates. I mean, he's just calling it like it is. It's pretty amazing that he, and again, who he is, he was the Secretary General of the Vatican. So he is the inner circle of the inner circle. And he goes on and he talks about how those global elites are coming and meeting with the Pope. And he's been there to listen to their plans as they unfolded it to him and getting the Pope involved with it because he is corrupt to the core and he's a Marxist. And so, but this man was there on all the meetings. And he says, no, they plan this out. They want to get all the private property. They want to control the people. That's what this is about. So that's the reason I'm reading you these letters. I could explain this to you, but not having had an ear to the conversations that have taken place in the inner circle, which they thought were private. And this man had the courage to say, I cannot be silent anymore. And I just want to read a couple more things, because again, I couldn't say this better myself. Beyond the enormous economic interest that motivate the promoters of the Great Reset, the imposition of the vaccination will be accompanied by the requirement of a health passport and a digital ID, with the consequent contact tracing of the population of the entire world. He's saying, I've heard him talk about this. This is to control the entire world. Those who do not accept these measures, listen to me, people. Yeah, even if you're living in America, listen to me. Those who do not accept these measures will be confined in detention camps or placed under house arrest, and all their assets will be confiscated. That's all this is about. Total control of the world by eliminating private property. The lockdowns were about eliminating small business, so you don't even have the means of taking care of yourself, so you're totally dependent on them. That's what this is about. And he goes on, Mr. President, further lockdowns are planned, which will be officially justified by a supposed second and third wave of the pandemic. You are well aware of the means that have been deployed to sow panic and legitimize draconian limitations on individual liberties, artfully provoking a worldwide economic crisis. Artfully provoking it. They want a crisis. They always want it global. They always want it worldwide. Here's what happened. They had the climate crisis, but it's imaginary. It's not true. The world's cleaner today than it's been in 1,000 years. So that was an imaginary one that they've used to accomplish a lot of ground. But then this one, which was also kind of imaginary, but not completely, gave them the legitimacy to just go forward in a different way right now. And that's why they needed that. In the intentions of its architects, this crisis will serve to make the recourse of nations to the Great Reset irreversible, thereby giving the final blow to a world whose existence and very memory they want to completely cancel. That's the Great Reset, Joshua, in a nutshell, from someone that heard the meetings on the inside, the private meetings between these world leaders and the Pope, getting him to get on board with this. Another interesting side note, we've now found through public records Red China gives the Vatican $2 billion a year in cash to the Pope to use at his discretion so they can have control over the Catholic Church in China. They can decide who the bishops are, the archbishops, and so they can have influence in the Catholic Church worldwide. This thing is so deep, so wide, so evil, it's hard to even comprehend.
Well, Curtis, if you actually read what the World Economic Forum says, they try to paint this in flowery terms. And here's a quote from Klaus Schwab. "The pandemic represents a rare but narrow window of opportunity to reflect, reimagine, and reset our world." That's what they're aiming for, and we know it won't end up as good as they say it is. So who's pushing the Great Reset? Obviously, the World Economic Forum. Who else? And who is funding it? Who are the key people and organizations behind this initiative?
It's the same people that are always involved in these type of things. The different families that own the banks and own the wealth of the world, they're always behind these things and have been for hundreds of years. So that's who's behind the scenes. And they've always been there. If you look at the rise of the Soviet Union and Vladimir Lenin coming to power in Russia in 1917, you can follow the money and realize all the globalist interests were pumping money to him to keep that revolution going. They wanted the Soviet Union to be there because they wanted a movement and a system that would eventually enslave the entire world, because that's what they want to do. But they don't want to go shed blood to do that. They don't want to be the ones in danger. So let the communists do that. They'll take over the world. We control them because we control the money. And we'll have everything we want. And they will use totalitarian measures to control their people. So we won't even have to do that. We'll just tell them, hey, keep control. And as long as you're doing that, you can live in these palaces like kings. And we'll give you everything you want. Because that's ultimately what communism is about. It's a very few living like kings and the rest of the world being slaves. Something, though, that the Soviets, the communists, and the elites learned during the experiment of the Soviet Union is you eventually run out of money in socialism and in communism. It doesn't work because we do not have the expertise to run the businesses. That's what the Soviet Union learned. They learned, hey, we can't run these businesses. They all just started collapsing. So they've gone to a more fascist model, even the communist, where it's big business with big government in public-private partnerships. You've heard that term. That's what it's about. It's about the governments and big business coming together and being in total control of everything. So all the jobs, they're in control of because you either work for the government or big business. So that gives you total control of the people. But also, then the government has policies in place. It makes competition for the big business impossible. And then big business funds the campaigns of the politicians, so they get reelected over and over again, even when they're abusing the people, or they use election fraud like we just saw by controlling the big tech and the media, and then the fraudulence, they just cover it up. And so that's where we are. But because of all that, they realized the United Nations, which they had started for global government, wasn't ever going to be enough on its own. It's a Marxist organization, but it's just really political. And they realize, nope, we've learned now politics by itself, communism by itself doesn't work. You need an economic funding source. So that's why we need to control big business, and we need a World Economic Forum to combine with the United Nations and the IMF, the International Monetary Fund and World Bank. We need that together, so we will always be able to fund our objectives. We won't run out of money as we take over the world. And that's why the World Economic Forum is so vital to their conquest of world domination. And that's where we are today. But that's who's really behind it. It's the same old elites, the Bill Gates, the Rothschilds, the Rockefeller Foundations, the Ford Foundations, all these global elites that are super wealthy, setting the stage to finally get us all under control. And then through vaccinations, as Bill Gates has said, we're going to use vaccinations to cut the world population down, which is really humorous, because if you're vaccinating people with vaccines that are going to help them live longer and be healthier, your world population would go up. So that tells you right there, oh, these vaccines are not for the good of mankind. Obviously, if they're going to cut the population by giving them vaccines, then you know they're deadly, which they are. And so, kind of, Josh, that's where we are, as it's the same old players. They've just got a new puppet to dance before the people and to sidetrack us and to make us think, no, this time it really is for the good of all humanity. And it's not. It's the same old thing they've been selling for a long, long time. And we need to say no, and we need to stand with courage against it, regardless of the cost. Because with technology the way it is today, if they're able to accomplish their goal, we are in real trouble. And so is all the people of the world.
Well, Curtis, we know that these Marxists are masters of language, and they have always used terms that appeal to the common man. Here are a few of the buzzwords being promoted by the World Economic Forum and the Great Reset. So first of all, what do they mean when they say global governance?
Global governance is just a clever way of having global control, but where people still have the illusion that they have a free and independent country, and they're not really being controlled by anybody else. So it's just a clever stepping stone to world government, where you first get world governance. So people are making the laws, the rules, the legislation for the world that are not elected by the people, but the individual governments are signing on with treaties and things to abide by those things. That's why, like, the Paris Climate Accord and things like that are deadly. Because all of a sudden, our government and our country is subservient to some global entity and have to do what they say. And Trump was right in saying we have no interest in global anything. We are a free and independent nation. We will always be doing what is best for our people and the world, as we always have done. And we'll keep getting better at all these things because it's so important to us as a free people.
How about the phrase, the common good?
The common good. Who's against the common good? They always use phrases that make us feel like if we don't go along with them, there's something wrong with us. We're the ones being immoral. We're the ones doing what's wrong. The common good is communism, is all it is. It's to think collectively instead of individually. It's the whole idea we've talked about before. The good of the many outweigh the good of the few. That's all the common good is. And it gives those in authority permission to do anything they want, as long as they tell us we're doing this for the common good.
Another phrase is solidarity.
Solidarity is a famous leftist radical movement from years gone by. It's just, we're all together in this, and we're unified, and it's to make us feel like we're the one on the out if we're against what they're doing. We have all solidarity. We are together in this. Are you against us? Are you the outcast that wants to not have a better world, not have, you know, the best thing possible for everyone? It's just, again, another buzzword to manipulate people to do what they want them to do.
Here's another one. They highlight wealth inequality.
There'll always be wealth inequality for many, many reasons. Most of the countries of the world that have poverty, they have it because they have corrupt governments that don't allow them to be free and industrious and productive. That's what produces most of the poverty in the world. So if you want to get rid of poverty, you need to implement free governments that are being elected by the people, where then the people can reap the benefits of their hard work, and 99% of poverty would disappear overnight. It will also never be equal, because some people strive to get more than others. Some people are very content to have very little. And why shouldn't they be able to do that if they wanted to? Why does everyone have to pursue the highest level of everything? They don't. Some people enjoy the simple life and the simple things of life. Well, what it does is it demands that whatever the lowest level is, everyone has to be brought down to that level. So there's not any inequality. That's all it does. Anything that's trying to make things equal has to pull those down that are above to make things equal. It never pulls the bottom up. It pulls the top down. And that's why these plans are evil. Freedom is the solution to wealth inequality worldwide, and a Judeo-Christian ethic where people are moral, they fear God, they're honest, they love their neighbor by providing a good product at a good price, and they reap the benefits of that.
So here's one of the most important phrases, and Klaus Schwab has been advocating this his entire life: stakeholder capitalism.
Stakeholder capitalism. We've talked about that before. It's as opposed to shareholder capitalism that the world has practiced for 6,000 years. Shareholder capitalism is when those that have bought part of the company and own part of the company have control of what that company does and help direct it and help are benefited by it when it's productive and it makes profits. But they say, no, that's a thing of the past. Now we need stakeholder capitalism. Well, who are the stakeholders? Well, they say everyone is a stakeholder. And so everyone gets to decide what big business does. And of course, anytime you get everyone doing something, no one's doing anything. It's just the elites dictating to big business, this is how you have to do your business. And big business says, great, make it as restrictive as possible on us, because that will eliminate all our competition. And then we just raise our prices on the people to cover the cost of doing all the things you're asking us to do. They could care less. They love it because it gives them monopolies worldwide in every industry and eliminates the possibility of competition ever springing up to take them out. So that's why it works so well when you have the public-private partnerships of big global government with big global business, and we don't want to go there.
Curtis, the authors in the book, COVID-19, The Great Reset, outline five key areas: the economy, society, geopolitics, the environment, and technology for a reset. And they also advocate a reset in business, industry, and individual life. So tell us, what exactly are these people trying to reset?
Well, it's all those things you mentioned, but all those things you mentioned have such a deeper level to them. Just a few things to consider. Resetting the economy. Again, we've talked about the purposefulness of COVID to cause economic collapse worldwide. But the reason it's strategic, not only are people in poverty, but they start to get more loans, and the money has been very easy lately. Banks are happy to make you more loans, even when you haven't paid the ones you already owe. And people go, why would they be doing that? Well, it's purposeful. If they can get you to keep getting buried more and more in debt, giving more loans to small business, even though they're still not able to make it because the doors are still closed on so many of them, or there's such restrictions, it slowly puts the burden of debt on them, making it so great that there's no way to get out from under it. They're also doing that to nations of the world. Greece, which hasn't been paying on the debts they already have, was recently given a $200 billion additional loan from the IMF. You say, why would they do that when they're not even paying on the debt they already have? Because they want every nation and every individual to be buried in debt so they can at some point here in the near future say, listen, if you go along with this great reset, if you agree to be green, and that's by our definition of what it means to be green in your countries, we're going to eliminate all individual and all national debts. We're going to wipe the slate clean, and so you can start fresh, but you're not starting fresh. You're a slave of them, because then you have submitted to them and you must do what they say you need to do to be green and fulfill what they required you to do to get the debt erased. It's so key. It's taking control of everything. But also, Josh, they're resetting the cultures, religion, healthcare, industry. They're resetting our minds and our beliefs and our thoughts, in currency, in our travel, our speech. This thing is resetting everything. They don't want anything to continue on the way it is. Nothing. Not the family, not the nations, not the economies, not anything about it. And so it's so important to understand this is the battle of our lifetime. This is a fight we're fighting. It is an honorable fight to stop evil, like Archbishop talked about in that letter, from evil, the darkness of these evil people, satanic people, from taking over the world and abusing all of mankind. So if you were wanting to have a purposeful life, a meaningful life, if you were hoping that your life would have counted for something, this is a battle we're fighting like never before. And I really think the troops are lining up to fight this battle. And we'll get into some of those things in just a minute as we wrap up here again. But this is just an overview, a real basic overview of this. And maybe you've heard about it before, but you need to understand this because this movement is not going away. It's not disappearing. It's not going to be defeated so easily. It is something that we will have to be battling. And if this fails, they'll repackage it, rebrand it, and bring it back to us because it's always about accomplishing their goal of world domination. And so, but I encourage you to stand for the truth, and we'll talk about some things you can be doing, but to mainly be aware of what's going on and to wake others up because, again, it couldn't be more serious, and it's so in our face now. It's not the threat of world communism like when the Soviet Union was there, where it still seemed distant. It still seemed like, well, they're over there and we're here. This is everywhere. And it's in our country. The deep state is 100% behind it, that controls Washington, D.C., that controls the media in our country, that controls education in our country. It's in control of almost everything, and it's capturing the church in our country. This thing is embedded in America. And so we have a war from within to remove the enemy that has slowly slithered in like a snake into subverting, infiltrating, and trying to undermine our country from within. But that's where we stand, Josh.
Curtis, we know that free America has been the greatest stumbling block to worldwide communist domination for years. So how does this battle over election fraud tie into the Great Reset?
Well, it's so vital because if Biden and Harris get in there, they're 100% on board with the Great Reset. They've already said that, so it's not a theory or something. And if Trump gets in there, he's already stated he's 100% against it. So it's that pivotal. And that's why we have to keep praying. You need to keep praying. God, have mercy on us. The evidence is mounting where it's overwhelming that Trump won the election in a landslide. Just a tidbit you might not have heard of, but just this one fact tells you how crazy this election was. A state senator from Pennsylvania was talking, and he said, giving information about the fraud, the state of Pennsylvania sent out 1.8 million mail-in ballots, okay? And he said, but 2.5 million mail-in ballots came back in. Did you understand that? So someone printed 700,000 mail-in ballots and sent them back in. I mean, the clearest, overwhelming level of fraud you've ever seen. And if it's happening in one state, because this was a national election, it's happening in all the swing states. These people aren't idiots. They're not going to just do it in one state when they need to win several of those swing states. So that being exposed shows the whole thing's a fraud. And Trump should be in there. And I'm still praying that he will get in there. And we need to not give up. Don't lose heart. God can help expose the evil and do the things we can't do right now as we're waiting to find the outcome. So be encouraged with that.
Thank you, Curtis. So what are people doing right now in the U.S. and across the world to push back against communism and the Great Reset?
Well, I think there's a lot of encouraging news. And it's interesting, the different things, the way this is having a good impact on us as a people. I made a list here of some of the things a friend of mine, Jeff, came up with. One, it seems to be that more people are looking for truth. That's always good. Because when you look for truth, you will find it. And when you see the truth, then the lie becomes so obvious and so clear to see. People are digging in more. They're not trusting the mainstream media anymore. Even Fox, they're saying enough is enough. So everyone's turning to alternative news sources like Agenda Weekly, which is wonderful. So they're getting real truth. They're understanding the times in a real way. They're also just, it seems there's a wave of people, especially on our side, but even some Democrats that are starting to realize, wait a minute, we're not going along with the party line anymore. We see that this is about some big global agenda, and we're not interested in that. I think people are growing tired of submitting to the experts. That's wonderful, because the experts have always been manipulated to push, to make us believe what they're pushing is the right thing to do. Isn't it funny how they've acted all along, the science is behind what they're doing, and President Trump's out of touch, even though 43,000 medical doctors have signed on saying the lockdowns are ridiculous, especially for our children, even though they were mocking Trump this summer when he said the schools have to reopen, and they just mocked him as an idiot that didn't know what was going on. Well, people are saying enough is enough. Another thing that's very interesting, millions of Americans that have never owned a gun before in their life have purchased guns and ammo in the last 10 months. Millions. That shows me people are waking up and realizing, wait a minute, I might not be able to count on my government protecting me. I might not be able to count on the system. I need to be prepared myself to protect my family and my neighbors and things like that. That's really encouraging. I think people realize we need to get healthy instead of get medicated, because we don't want to be dependent on this medical industry that is so corrupt to the core. They're also fleeing democratically controlled areas, whether it be cities or states, and moving more conservative and rural. That's wonderful. That means they realize we don't want to live under democratic socialist rule by the Democratic Party. We're not interested in that. A lot more people are getting self-sufficient, and they're getting where they're more prepared to deal with whatever surprise might happen in the future. And that's wonderful. And I encourage you to do that as well. I also want to say this. We talked about this a week ago briefly, but I was shocked how last week with Thanksgiving, there was almost no mention of it being the 400th anniversary of the pilgrims coming to America. That's the 400th anniversary of America. And the Mayflower Compact, which you're familiar with, if you read it, it's a covenant between those people and God for what he would do here. That 400-year covenant with God, the pilgrims made, might need to be renewed by us, might need to be started fresh. As the globalists are seeking for a great reset, I think we need to purpose in our hearts and minds to have a new covenant with God for our country. The pilgrims with the Mayflower Compact did that. They said, God, we want you to be our God, and we want your principles to govern this land. And for 400 years, it's been that way. But I think it's time for that to be renewed. And we as a people say to the God of the Bible, we want you once again to be our God. We're coming in covenant with you to obey your laws, to raise our families, to honor and glorify you, and to create a culture and a nation that once again stands for you and your principles. As they're doing their great reset, I think we can individually and as families have a great reset too, to be purposeful in our pursuit of the truth and our willingness to stand for the truth. It's so important, but it's worth fighting, because our children and grandchildren will be the ones who benefit the most if we are successful in doing this. Joshua, there's a special thing we have on our website, those that are interested. It's a book I'd love for you to read anyway. It's called You Can Still Trust the Communist to Be Communist. We talk about that a lot because that's the dominant ideology of the world and of the globalist and elitist. But this book, written in 1960 by Dr. Fred Schwartz, outlines the entire agenda behind the communist movement, and it hasn't changed. It's 60 years old, and it reads like it was written today. I encourage you to get it. We have a special where you can get five of these and an Agenda Twin Pack. for $49 on our website. It's like a special like Christmas package. If you want to give this out as presents, it's key. But I encourage you to get a copy of it, because in reading it, you will understand the enemy far better than anything else I can think of, because he goes through why they do what they do, who they are, and why they're accomplishing so much. I'd also like to encourage you to email President Trump and encourage him not to concede this election until evil has been exposed for what it is and the fraud has been revealed for everybody to see. That's important. I also want to let you know you can email us at editor@agendaweekly.com, editor@agendaweekly.com. With any questions you might have, we'd love to hear those, or comments. And then also, to get the books I talked about, you can go to agendaweekly.com, the store there, and you'll see that package available, as well as the other resources that we have. So until next time, God bless you. Don't give up. Keep fighting and standing for the truth. And our scripture for this week is 1 Peter 5:8. And I'd like to end with that. Joshua?
Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
It's a real battle we're in against a real enemy that is dark and evil. And our job is to stand up for the truth against it. God bless you. See you next week.